Brett Hollander back on Sportsline on 1090 AM WBAL and WBAL.com. We'll continue our college lacrosse preview right now. We'll head to College Park MD and the University of Maryland. With us now is John Tillman, entering year number three for the Terps. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Already 1-0 in the books. 23-6 over Mount St. Mary's. Pretty impressive. I don't care who you play. 23 goals. Is that a record for you as a coach? It's got to be right up there.
I don't even know that. I'll be honest with you. I'm not really sure.
Well, tell us how you get to that number. When you look how Maryland scored by quarter, 8, 4, 5, 6, that kind of consistency. Obviously, you played a lot of guys, but everyone contributed.
Yeah, we were kind of fortunate. Our faceoff guys, top to bottom, we used predominantly three guys, and all three of those guys did a really good job. Our wing guys, obviously, are really helpful in that regard. And when you get that many extra possessions, I think we were 20-27, that's an extra 13 possessions during the game. So that certainly helps. And we are fortunate. I think Mount St. Mary's, Coach Gravanti does a great job. And I think one of the things they're still working on right now is their goalie position. And, they brought in, a freshman goalie to start in Burt Stadium and under the lights. And I think that can be a difficult, situation to put a young guy in. So we were fortunate enough to be aggressive early and obviously stick some shots.
Coach Tillman, when you look at what you lost, I know you already have obviously moved on to this year and you're 1-0, but Joe Cummings and what he meant for your team and program, especially upon your arrival, but the 49 points last year, what is that loss and how do you fill that gap of losing someone like Joe Cummings?
Yeah, we're still working to try to fill some of the gaps that the seniors lost last year. And it's not always the numbers that you lose. It's really the quality of the guys that you lose. And obviously 2 years ago, we lost a big class and a lot of great players there. And although last year's numbers weren't huge, Joe Cummings meant a lot to our team on and off the field, his leadership, his passion, his ability to put his teammates in the right position. He could play with and without the ball. His veteran, leadership in all aspects was terrific. And Drew Snyder was as important as anybody down the stretch. He was just amazing in the NCAA tournament. And Michael Shakespeare had a great year for us on the offense and defensive end. And so those are three real key guys. And they weren't just, guys that scored, but they did so much more for us. So we're getting some guys to step up, and guys are starting to fill roles. And I'm optimistic that we can fill some of those voids as we go on.
John Tillman, the head lacrosse coach at the University of Maryland, with us here on WBAL. And when you think back to the last two postseason runs that you've had, two spectacular runs that ended in the championship game for the Terps, your goalie, Nico Amato, what has he shown now in his junior year for those kinds of big games and those big performances going up against opposing great goalies and obviously opposing great offenses?
Yeah, Nico is a very competitive guy. He has really high goals, and he really wants to be the best goalie he can be. And he gets excited to play against the best teams, and he knows how talented the players we're going against are going to be. And I think like any goalie, when he goes out, he's not only trying to, do the best he can for our team. I think there's always, much like a quarterback, you want to be the best goalie on the field that day. And I think that's just a competitive streak in nature that a lot of goalies have, and Nico certainly has that.
I do want to ask you, Coach Tillman, I know you did address it at the time of the announcement briefly in a statement, but about the move from the ACC, I think lacrosse is uniquely affected by this, considering the prestige of the conference with lacrosse and the teams that you have, and that would be on the schedule if you were still in the Atlantic Coast after this year. What does it mean for the program, and then what happens next for the University of Maryland when it comes to lacrosse?
Well, I think all of us, there are certain things that you pair together, and certainly when you think of any of Maryland's athletics, we've been a partner with, in the ACC for so long, so you naturally pair Maryland and the ACC together. Lacrosse, with the great tradition and the teams that, that have been playing at a high level in our conference for a while, you certainly think of Maryland there. We're kind of taking a wait-and-see approach to it. Our goal is to maintain as many of the games and rivalries we have had, and it may not be a conference game, but it's still, when you do think of big games in the spring, you think of Maryland Duke or Maryland Carolina, you know, in Maryland, Virginia. So we like to keep those games going. I know the alums love them, the fans at the school love them, the players love them. So it'll be our goal to keep maintain those, and hopefully, you know, the opposing schools will want to do the same.
So you're already working on your schedule for next year. I mean, consider me very ignorant on the subject matter. What conference will you be playing lacrosse in next year?
Well, next year we're definitely in the ACC.
Oh, you are.
So we have this spring, and then we have next spring. So that's one of the reasons why I think we can be, you know, a little bit more of a wait and see and take that approach. Just because, you know, we do have essentially two seasons. And I think what we want to do is, you know, make the best decision and long-term decision. And to be honest, with all the movement going on in college athletics, mm-hmm. you know, my gut tells me there's going to be more. And I don't want to jump the gun on this. I don't think anybody at Maryland does. We want to kind of see how maybe some of these things shake out. And then based on that, we'll make the best decision going forward.
John Tillman, the head lacrosse coach at Maryland, with us here on WBAL for a few more moments. And, Coach Tillman, you do have Hartford coming up on Saturday. That's actually in Connecticut. You're trying to get to 2-0, and I know you would never, ever, ever do this, but for a moment, look ahead to the next game a week later in Baltimore, a rematch of last year's title game against Loyola. I am sure there will be a huge crowd at the Ridley Sports Athletic Complex here in Baltimore. Is that game going to be extra sweet to have a rematch of last year's championship?
I didn't even know we had a game after Saturday's game. All I know is we play Hartford, and it's going to be 35 and snowy, and we have a 6.5-hour bus ride, and that's the only thing I really care about right now. And we had to play last night, and we don't know a lot about them. So all I care about right now is trying to beat Hartford, and if I did anything other than that, I'd be doing my kids and my school a disservice. So, you know, we're going to focus on one game at a time and really our next opponent, and we certainly have a lot of respect for Hartford. They have some very talented players, and last year that game was really tight in the third and fourth quarter. So we got to make sure we stay focused here, and it starts with me.
Well, I'll say this. For all area Terps fans, you can see the University of Maryland play in Baltimore against Loyola on February 23rd, and the next home game in College Park coming up on March 6th against UMBC. Maryland already 1-0 after a big victory last night over Mount St. Mary's, 23-6. Coach Tillman, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck this year, and we'll catch up with you again soon.